Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Saturday, 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 baby. Broadcasting live from the Wendat City, honey. It is about 27 degrees around here. That's a little nippy, that's a little nippy, but it's still sunshine all up in here, up in here, up in here. It is January 14, 2023, 9:30 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 10:30 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know I got to push it up to the ATL, to my home team. Must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, the UK, and Germany, and my honorary member in India, listen, this show is being brought to you by Gumbarum. Gumbarum.com. That's G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M. Gumbarum.com. We have two different flavors of Gumbarum. Natural vanilla, which is Gumba Go, and natural coconut, which is Gumba Silver. The CEO and the founder of Gumbarum is Steve. Oh, baby. Shut the door and keep on walking. Listen, let me tell you something. Before I get into the musical good 101, I want you to do me just a little bit of favor while you're on Facebook, my darling. Use the keyword, the Fierce Female. When the page comes up, give it a like, and I will greatly, greatly appreciate it. Listen now, all up in here, all up in here. Listen, you can now shop Boost Mobile and get discounts. You can shop the world way. Whoop, Boost Mobile. Listen, 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 listen. I'm going to tell you something. You got to make sure you click on the link. You got to make sure you click on my store for Boost Mobile. Come on up in here now and get your links, your discounts. It is all good up in here. Ladies, don't forget about your makeup. Ever makeup, yes, and say get your discounts with Minted, Minted Cosmetics. The discount code for Minted, I love me some Minted. Yes, I do. I love me some Minted makeup, ladies. The Melon Ladies, if you're shopping at MintedCosmetics.com, the code is F as in Fierce, E as in Edward, and 7 as in the number 7. Once again, it's F as in Fierce, E as in Edward, and the number 7. Use the code at the cart to get your discount with MintedCosmetics.com. Listen, I got some super bad music, my darling. Come on in here. Come on up in here. Work with me. Come on, come on, come on. Come on, come on, come on. Come on, come on, come on. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. You better know it, baby. Your music is being heard all over the world. Now, listen, before I get into the music with Goods 101, let me tell y'all something. I was on the website. I want to invite you guys to Goods 101 website. It's Goods with an S, 101.com. Let me tell y'all something. He's working on a really, really smoking, smoking project called Freedom. I am loving me some freedom up in here, up in here, up in here. It is going to be bad, bad. Can I say it, y'all? It is going to be badass, badass. Listen, I love me for some freedom. And listen, he got a big old nice smile all up on his website and everything. Look good, bro, man. Listen, let me tell you. But Freedom, it is a really nice tune, mixed very well. I think it's going to be phenomenal and fantastic. I relate to for freedom. Free, oh, my God, it just gives me chills up in here. Listen, oh, Lord, today, listen, let me get on with the music. I got one song now with Goods 101, and I'm telling you, he's working on something that's really, really, really phenomenal. He really is. Freedom is really going to be hot. You hear me? Hot, hot. I would take freedom. I would take that song. And I blast you guys. I told you earlier I was working on media, all over media. What they do is have your media, your advertising, your marketing all over the world, you know, on the 18-wheelers. You know, you put whatever you have on the 18-wheelers. You put it on the digital billboards. You hear me up in here? It's that time, y'all. It's 2023. We're going to do it or go home. Shut the door, baby. I'm not shutting no door, so I'm opening every door God got for me to walk through. So that's what time it is up in here. We're walking and stepping into destiny in 2023. That's how it's going down. Listen, and for freedom, I am loving what he is doing. So listen, I'm inviting you guys to go to his website, Goods, GOODS101.com. Yes, yes, yes. He is the man of the hour. I am telling this song that he has right now, I'm going to play it for you guys, Life I'm Old. Now listen. He is doing a really great thing. I love it because he's giving other artists an opportunity. He is collaborating, and that's what we should do. That's what it's about, to collaborate with other artists. You know, we all have talent. It's not like God is going to say, well, one person get a quarter, the next person get 50 cents, then another person get $1. God doesn't work like that. He does not work like that. Listen, your talent and your gifts open the doors for you. And so what Goods 101 is doing, he's opening doors. Now, let me tell you something. This is how God works. He's opening doors for other artists, right? So you know what's going to happen? God is going to open even bigger doors for him because he's working with other people. He's not a selfish man. He's a man that's generous. He's got a generous heart. If he didn't have a generous heart, he wouldn't be collaborating with a lot of different artists. So listen, I like what he does. He's traveling around different places, and he's doing what he do. Okay, he's doing what he do. So listen, this song is Life I'm Owed. Y'all check this out up in here.
They tell me there's nowhere else to go. They want me trapped in the life I know, but they're driving my soul. It's not places to go, so I'm gonna earn a life I know.
I testify, I was left to die. You was best to buy, invest in my drive. No, they won't see my demise, cause my mind's testify. I took pride in it, never blinded. Working double through the struggle was a pleasure, co-signed it. Close-minded to misguided words telling me my drive is nothing but a hopeless prayer. And so, I should probably let it disappear. Let go. They say it can't change my state of born. In fact, they say just know my place. And that's that. But fuck that, every no means go harder. Turning down my glow, I want no partner. I gotta save me from my pain. Yeah, sure, I can't change what I can't change, but I can't change the drive that's in my veins. So I'ma chase my dreams and I won't look back.
They tell me there's no where else to go. They want me trapped in the life I know, but the drive in my soul has got places to go. So I'm gonna earn the life I know.
Supposed to placate anything that doesn't earn escape from the heartache and the heartbreak of being trapped on this damn estate. If I break free, will it take me to a place where I'm known as great? To get there, I gotta concentrate on being better than I've been, better than I've known, better than I've seen, better than the vision for my era. Can I be my vision of a star, my vision of the free? I pray my plan comes together. All I need is a small break to get defined by the chances they don't take. I'll be defined by the choices that I make. Visions of life in the future, I can't wait. But some equate my hopes and dreams to a fraud. So anytime I ask for help, it's ignored. Feels like they hate to see me win, but you're fine. Most people hate when they feel left behind. It's my time and I can't wait no longer. They can't stop my drive, it only gets stronger. They can't keep me from what's mine. If I don't look deeply, I won't find everything that completes me in my mind. There'll be no regrets when I look back.
They want me trapped in the life I know, but the drive in my
Song is so great. It is really spectacular. It is so great. I am telling you, I like the way he says, I'm going to earn the life I'm owed, you know. And then, you know, it's one thing that he said, the lyrics, the words. He says he doesn't want any, when he looks back, he doesn't want any regrets. And you know something, y'all, we got to live this life. That's so true. We got to live this life because there's a lot of people on planet Earth, within the universe, you know, that gets to be 60, 70, and then they look back and they have regrets. Now, we all have maybe a regret of something about something we did in the past, but that's not what I mean. I mean that there are individuals now that's 60, 65, 70 years old, and they have a lot of regrets in their life because when they look back, they really didn't do the things they wanted to do for whatever reasons. So listen, he's saying, you don't want to have regrets. You want to live forward. Listen, I want to live my life forward and do the things that's in my heart to do because guess what? I'm telling you, when I look back, I ain't got no regrets. I ain't got no regrets. You know what I'm saying up in here? Listen, why I don't have regrets? Because I did it to the hilt, and I loved it, enjoyed it, and I ain't got no regrets. Well, you probably saying, well, what did you do? I did a whole lot of different things. Let me tell you something. I know anybody can have a great time. Anybody can have a party. I did all those things in royal fashion. I didn't do nothing little. I did everything. I did everything big. So listen, it was great and it was fun. So listen, let me tell you something. When I look back, I love what I did. I had an opportunity to do a lot of different things, small television, a little medium-sized television. So listen, I had the opportunity to speak to different audience, and that's great. That's wonderful to be on television, to talk and to teach to millions of people, thousands of people going to different places. Now, listen, I was an individual that was always in front of people, always in front of audiences. So I'm never bashful when it comes to being in front of an audience. So when I look back on those things, the things that I did with teaching individuals and helping so many different individuals. And guess what? I didn't get tired. Even though I would be standing on my feet for hours talking to people in a line, this is not a lie. Let me tell you something. I don't regret it. God wanted me to do, and God's got a whole lot of other things for all of us to do. So listen, I would be in a place, in a church, and the line would be, I don't know how long it was. People be going out. I never forget, I was in Aurora University. It was a college. And I did a speaking engagement for like 5 days straight. And I am telling you, I think me and my mom got out of there like 2 in the morning. I'm talking with people, praying with people, one by one. Nobody does that anymore these days. One by one, I'm standing on my feet. And I don't even realize how tired my body is because I'm so into talking with the people and telling them what they need to know and what they need to do for themselves or for their child or whatever. So listen, I have no regrets when I look back. So listen, what I'm saying to you is live your life forward. You can't live your life backwards. If you live your life backwards, like he's saying in this song, if you live your life backwards, you will never ever be happy. You will never ever be satisfied because you can never ever be satisfied in the past. Only the present will satisfy you if you live your life forward one day at a time, doing what you need to do to work on your vision and the things that you have a calling to do. And, you know, it's just like that. So that comes from the song, Life I'm Owed. And listen, you got to live the life that you owe. And he's saying that he's going to do it. He's going to earn it. He's saying that he's going to earn it. He's not looking for the sky to drop down on him, whatever. He's doing it one day at a time. He's doing it great. So listen, he's got a whole lot of juice. He's got a whole lot of heartbeat. He's got a whole lot of energy. You know what I'm saying up in here. Let your energy just fill the universe. Listen, and you can. If you don't like the energy that you have, and I'm saying this to Goods 101. I'm also saying it to Holden because I'm going to play his music that's coming up next. If you don't like the energy that you have when you enter a room, guess what, people? You have the ability to change your energy, to change your spirit, to change whatever it is that you're not liking, whatever it is. Listen, if you're looking at a painting, and it's you, so listen, we're going to do it this way. This is the analogy. You're looking at that painting, and that painting is a representation of who you are. If you don't like what you're seeing in the painting, you have the ability to change the painting. Everything that's in the painting is not written in stone. Guess what? You get to erase it, you get to wipe it down, and you get to start all over again. So listen, you can change your life, change your energy, change your spirit, and you can do that? You sure can do that. So listen, I got some music that's coming up by independent artist Holden. Listen, and with Holden, I'm telling you, he's got some good stuff as well. He's got a great sound. He's got a old soul sound. That doesn't mean, listen, he's very young, 17 years old, so he has the ability to go forward, scratch himself into different genres, just kind of, you know, practice what he wants to practice, scratch himself to see what he likes, see what he doesn't like. And listen, that's what artistry is. That's why I love Guts 101. He is a true artist. He sits in the studio and works, practice on his craft to make it great, to make it better, and to make it the best. That's what my teacher always said, good, better, best, right? So if it's good, you work on it some more to make it better and work on it a little bit more to make it the best that you possibly can. So listen, I got some music that's coming up from independent artist Holden. So Holden, you do that. You know what I'm saying? You practice, you do what you're going to do. This song coming up is You Know Who You Are, and I love his sound just as well. Great music, great stuff, and he's putting it out there now. So guess what? He's got a long way to go, and guess what? The stars is the limit for Holden because he's doing what he is dreaming to be. How about that? You know who you are. Y'all check this out up in here.
You know who you are.
I love it. I love it. I love that song. You know who you are. Holden, I hope you're sitting down right now. I hope you're sitting down. You know, every time I listen to your song, it's just like, man, it's just something down in my soul that I want to say. And you know what it is, Holden? You know what it is? You remind me of John Lennon. You remind me of John Lennon. I am telling you. And, you know, and I'm not saying this just to be saying things. So listen, words just do not come out of my mouth. And listen, if I were you, Holden, I would really listen to a lot of John Lennon music. I really would. Now, so I don't know what your dreams or your aspirations are as far as music. I know you do like indie music, genres. I know you like rock. But I will listen to John Lennon because you have such a whole soul spirit in you. And I'm telling you, that type of singing that you're doing, you know, I know that you're young and you've got a long way to go, but let me tell you something. The more you practice, you're going to get better, better, and better. And I am telling you, the fans are going to come. It's just like BTS. BTS, the band BTS, and I know you're not like BTS because they did a lot of pop and a lot of dancing, but what I'm saying is this. BTS was so phenomenal. Their tribe and their army just came running to you. And what I'm saying to you, Holden, your tribe and your fans will come running to you, will come running to you because the gift and the talent, it's all about the gift and the talent. So listen, when you do something in life that you really love, that you're created to, so Holden, you're created to do what you're doing. You've got the sound. It's really unique. It's classic and it's an old soul, and I just love it. I just love it. So listen, I got to get on up out of here. I am pretty much out of time, but guess what? It's been a stone cold blast. And guess what? I'm going to come back and do it all over again on tomorrow. In the special words of Don Kniez, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city, it is peace, love, and soul.
You motivated.